T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, 630 KNSS. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward here on this Monday morning, 64 degrees. President Trump spent some time in a White House bunker over the weekend.
President Trump was rushed into a White House bunker Friday night as thousands of protesters clashed with Secret Service outside the executive mansion. That's according to a Republican close to the White House who spoke on condition of anonymity. The bunker was designed for use in emergencies like terrorist attacks. The president spent about an hour there while protesters threw rocks and bottles at guards outside. They were also tearing down barricades, only to see Secret Service put them right back up again. It's not clear if First Lady Melania Trump and son Barron were in the bunker with the president. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Former Vice President and presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is speaking out on the unrest seen throughout the country. Fox's Jackie Heinrich has more.
He said that he promised George Floyd's brother he wouldn't let his name just become a hashtag. Biden has sought to juxtapose his response to the unrest with President Trump's, denouncing incendiary tweets and calling for real leadership. And he outright accused the president of instigating racism in a PBS interview on Friday.
I think this president has stoked racism. From the time he made a moral equivalence between those folks coming out of the fields in Charlottesville carrying torches and their veins bulging and carrying Nazi flags and accompanied by white supremacists.
A new Washington Post ABC News poll out this morning shows Biden leads President Trump by 10 points, although a greater share of President Trump's supporters say that they're more enthusiastic about his candidacy.
Some of the people on Biden's VP shortlist have also been critical of the president's response.
Kansas election officials are receiving mail ballot applications at a historic rate, already exceeding the total number from the last general election in 2016.
Election officials are encouraging voting by mail amid the coronavirus pandemic. The Kansas City Star reports that figures from Secretary of State Scott Schwab's office show that staff had already processed more than 57,000 applications as of Friday. That's over 3,500 more than 2016's total, and the number is expected to increase. County officials aim to prevent long lines in August and November as voters elect a new U.S. senator and other lawmakers. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Some Sedgwick County swimming pools will be open in the coming days, but others are deciding if they'll even open at all.
Rock River Rapids in Derby will be opening soon, but Derby Recreation Superintendent Chris Drum tells KSN News it'll come with major changes.
We're going to have an hour in between those sessions to clean the park, where we will be asking everyone to leave during that hour.
Only 750 people will be allowed in the park for each session. Tickets will only be sold online. And should a guest test positive for COVID-19 at a later date, officials have a plan in place for contact tracing.
Anyone who comes through the gate will have their information, and we can notify everyone who may be present on a particular day.
The city of Wichita is taking these same steps under consideration, but no decision has yet been made. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Gasoline prices have increased slightly over the last couple of weeks. Industry analyst Jeremy Lundberg has details.
Gasoline prices are up further. This time it is an 8-cent hike from 2 weeks ago, and the new price is $2.05. A 12-cent rise since the bottom point, which was 5 weeks ago on April 24.
Lundberg says the higher prices are due to a slight rise in both crude prices and demand as states reopen and more people resume more normal schedules. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a quiet start to the week and this first day of June, we expect to really warm up over the next couple of days. Sunshine, breezy, 88 for the high this afternoon with strong south winds. Partly cloudy overnight, our low 66. Sunny, hot on Tuesday with a high near 90, 93 on Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now partly cloudy, we've got a south wind at 10 miles per hour and 64 degrees. Are you considering implementing a work-at-home policy? VoxLink can help your business make a smooth transition toward the remote office environment and save you 35% or more on your monthly bill. Call 844-VOXLINK. That's 844-869-5465. 635 now, Steve and Ted here on this Monday morning, the first day of June. It was on this date in 2009. General Motors filed for Chapter 11. Becoming the largest U.S. industrial company to enter bankruptcy protection. And now they've made a comeback, right? They're doing pretty good right now. Well, not recently, but over the past couple of years, they were doing well until this pandemic.
Yeah, the governor, the government helped them out.
Yeah. A New Mexico elementary school teacher on Zoom with students had a lesson interrupted thanks to an uninvited guest, a bull snake. The Las Cruces Sun News reports the animal surprised Sunrise Elementary School fourth grade teacher Annette Otero Nunez during a class May 12th via Zoom from her backyard in Las Cruces, New Mexico. The students at home on their computers or mobile devices saw Nunez getting rattled. Nunez called Las Cruces Animal Control. An officer responded while class was still in session. So all this is going on while she's holding class. Animal controller. Control officer Juan Valdez then gave students a quick lesson on identifying desert snakes. The bull snake, prevalent in the American Southwest, here in Kansas as well, not venomous. In fact, it's a very, as I understand it, a good old bull snake does a lot toward keeping the rodent population down. And they're good snakes. But like all snakes, they can appear kind of creepy, at least if you're not a snake person. All right.
So one of your relatives posted a picture of a snake over the weekend.
I think Scott and Shanna saw one down near the pool down there in Derby.
Yeah, I was like, ee.
I don't know, if just a little. I see them down there now.
I recently saw one on that right around the lake where we walk, you know.
Yeah.
Well, fairly large one, too.
But I haven't seen a snake for a while. Investigators say a 21-year-old naked man broke into a South Florida high school and spent almost 24 hours vandalizing the building. Police say surveillance cameras captured Matthew Crandall, old Matt Crandall, trashing Miramar High School on Memorial Day. Say he wore only a hat and headphones while smashing computers and televisions. Video showed Crandall breaking in around 7 a.m. Monday and caused flooding in hallways, vandalized classrooms, walls, and hallways. Custodian discovered the damage, which was estimated at about $100,000. Crandall is charged with burglary and criminal mischief. It is not known whether he has ties to the school or whether he just decided to go in there and be bad.
What the heck?
$100,000. I wonder if they're probably going to try to make him pay it off. And it sounds like the kind of guy who probably never will be able to pay it off. But probably,
well, at least
probably
he had
drugs, I would say.
He had a jaunty hat to wear.
A jaunty hat.
Doing this.
Hey, coming up here in just an hour from now, Steve and Ted, Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple, will be with us, and I want to talk to him, of course, about the protests over the weekend. And, gosh, it was a big weekend, a lot going on, with people going back to bars and nightclubs here in Wichita with no restrictions, really. So we'll talk with the mayor, Mondays with the Mayor, with Brandon Whipple in about an hour from right now. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and it's time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. The cattle complex Friday held mostly triple-digit losses on profit-taking, but came off the daily lows late in the session that tempered the losses. The five area feed yards have sold over 86,000 head of cattle last week in our cash market. There's now been seven straight days of the cattle slaughter being in excess of 100,000 head and four straight days of hogs being over 400,000 head. So we're getting closer and closer to a normal size slaughter level. Lean hogs had early negative trading and bounced to close on the positive side Friday. On the close, August live cattle $1.57 lower at $99.60. August feeders down 15 cents at $135.35, with July hogs $1.37 higher at $57.02. Now, Friday was the second straight session of wheat futures trading and closing positive. Fund buying and crop concerns supported the upside, profit-taking weight on our corn and soybean futures. Now, last week, July Casey wheat gained 26 cents, while July corn and July soybeans both each gained 8 cents for the week. This morning, we are hearing wire reports that China may temporarily suspend buying some U.S. goods, including soybeans and pork. At the moment, July Casey wheat 7.25 cents lower at 463.25. July corn down a penny and a quarter, 324.5. July soybeans down 2.25 cents at 838.5. July crude oil down a nickel at $35.44. August gold down $7.80 at $1,743.90. The June S&P 4.75 points higher at 3,046.5. June dollar index 18 cents lower at 98.16. And June Dow Jones futures holding 58 points higher at 25,435. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Talking about snakes there for a minute ago, and I know that there are some good snakes and bad snakes. Are you a snake person? You know anything about snakes?
I know enough that I leave them alone. I was mowing along the lake here about 2 weeks ago and saw a huge water snake.
Well, do you know what kind it was? I mean,
no. Now, he disappeared so quickly in the water, all I could tell you was he was about as round as my wrist.
Anaconda.
He was good size.
You know, I have one memory of there was a creek that ran near my grandmother's house down in southeast Kansas. And, of course, she didn't have a pool, so in the summertime, my dad, he's thinking, oh, just like the old days, we'll go on the creek. Took us boys down there, and then we were in muddy water. It was just crap. I mean, it was awful. But then he spotted I think it was a water moccasin. And instead of just getting out and going home, he takes a great big stick and goes over there and starts beating the hell out of this thing. I thought, God, Dad, let's just go home, right? I guess he wanted to prove something. I don't think he likes snakes very much either.
I don't like them, Steve, but I let them go their way and I go mine. I'm with you. Opposite.
I'm with you. I'll just stay away from them. All right. Thank you, guys. 642 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, we've got Don Grant, CFP. He is the Money Tracker on the way on a Monday morning. That's coming up with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.